The topic is Dafin Akuma. The din of Dafin Akuma appears twice in Ansachta. The Mishnah that you die in the first marker on the sheet discusses the case of Fayesh Nifcha. So if you have a sunroof in your house, so the middle of the room, the roof comes off, and you put some schach there. So can you count the walls surrounding that room as your Dafin? So this is a bird's eye view of your house. So if you take off this area and you put schach here, the halacha is this sukkah is kosher so long as there's less than dalat amos between the walls and the schach. Din of dofen akum. Likewise, the Gemara of Dalid speaks about a sukkah that's kavol mi esrim alma. Says the Gemara, the second makor, heisa kavol mi esrim alma, uvana v'istava kinege dofen hemtzai al pnei kula. Well, that's the case of Nikula, so I'm more interested in the next case. Uminatzad, then you have a sukkah. Again, this is a bird's eye view. L'mala yasimala, so the sukkah is possible. But if you build an istava over here that is a ma'itashir, it's no longer 20 amas here. So the question is, you have one wall, you have two walls, can you use this wall? So again, if it's less than dalat amas, so you can use this wall, and you have three walls for your sukkah. It's the Maminetza. So Shonim Bey, how does halacha work? What does it mean, dofen akumet? Halacha l'moshu v'sinei, that's the Gemara says explicitly on that vav in sukkah. Halacha l'moshu v'sinei. But how does halacha actually work? So Rashi, in sukkah, on the Daled, and on the Zayin, claims that the halacha is that this is again a cross section here. If this is my wall and this is my schach, in the case, let's say, of an istav, you have an istav over here. This is less than 20 amos, this is more than 20 amos. So you want to decipher this wall. How do you decipher this wall? So Rashi says we look at this schach as if it's the extension of the wall, and it's like a dofen that's misakin. It's literally a dofen akum. It goes up to the schach and then it's misakin. And certainly in the case of Vayesh Nifcha, it's the same halacha. You have over here actually concrete, and this is the sach. And they have colors. But so you have the red, indicates the concrete, and the blue is the sach. So the din is, this is a dofen akuma, and that's how the halacha works. Pretty straightforward, right? I'll read you the makor of Rashi over here, and that's Dalid, source number 3. The kind of law in Halacha Moshe Sinai, the mixture of Yisuk al Yedei Akimas Dofen, Ad Arba Amos Chasur Mashu. For Roin Askach HaElyon, HaMechubar LaDofen HaRachok, Kibu Hu Min HaDofen Atzma.
The Skach at the top, you look at it as if it is part of the Dofen.
Ikum va'akum ad keneged tzvasa istva ve'kan mozdin kovah misas istva l'mala, etc. So for Rashi, it's pretty straightforward halacha. The dolphin goes all the way up and then it's misakim. But there are other days in the Rishonim. So the Meiri here in the Talid, quoting Mefarshim, which he actually rejects, on the sheet there's a mistake. It should just be the first line. Yesh Mefarshim Shiroin is a kotel ki ilu nisakim uvar rosho l'tzadzach kasher. Yesh Mefarshim Shiroin is a kotel ki ilu nisakim uvar rosho l'tzadzach kasher miskari v'tzadzach hakasher. That's the quote from the Meiri. So
in English, what that would mean is that this is my Abayish Nifcha, this is Tzach Kotel. As long as the kotel goes all the way up here and continues like an L, right? But rather, the kotel seems to be this akim from the get-go. You look as if the kotel is an akim. Right?
And you know Rashi's not saying that?
I only know that Rashi's not saying that because Rashi and Yafid Zayin explicitly reject that. If you look at Rashi and Yafid Zayin, after he quotes the first daya, he writes, Eini Mefaresh. Source number 5. Any mefarish roin is dofen kibuhu aku v'holech tachas hadofen haschach apostol migil haschach kosher umotzi as a apostol min asukah. Vim kain gam gavi avir na nami neimahachi.
So Rashi says that this deya, the token is this akim itchila. This can't be the pshat. Why can't this be the pshat? Because then who cares if this is chas pasul? It's avir. It's explicit in the Mishnah that if you have avir shlosha, it's pasul. So says Rashi, if a token of kuma works this way, what's the difference if this is chas pasul or avir? Just like chas pasul is kasher until dalad amud, so the way avir should be kasher until dalad amud. Says Rashi, must be the pshat is wrong, and the Viri also rejects the pshat for this reason. The Arishon who holds this pshat. And the question is, how do you get out of this kasha? It's a very strong kasha, Rashi asks. Why is it that the gimel tefachim of avir passes the sukkah over here, whereas you have up to dalal amud the schach puzzle, less than dalal amud the schach puzzle, so no kasha in dofen akuma? How come we can't apply dofen akuma in such an instance? So what is dofen akuma? What's the marker for the halacha? So a very easy out, which Rashi apparently didn't want to take, they kach never halacha. The halacha of Moshe Sinai was said by schach pasul, or not by avir. Again, yes.
Could you say mathematically, if you pull, if there was airspace until the end, and you pull that wall like down diagonal, it wouldn't actually reach the schach. Only if there's more.
You're saying about the minimum shear of 10,000?
Not minimum shear. I guess, yeah. But
I don't understand the suggestion.
I mean, say Dofen Akuma, because
probably true.
It has to do that, has to go from the bottom until the top.
Okay.
So if there's airspace,
there's three plus four amos.
If you pull this,
it wouldn't reach.
It wouldn't reach.
You have the same problem if you hold the scotch puzzle.
So then you could use the scotch puzzle. I feel like it's bending down.
Oh. First of all, I'm not sure. Let's say you have a sukkah that goes like this, and here's the scotch. And it depends on the angle. If the angle is like this, you don't put it this way, you put it this way, it'll just, you know, it's a good aspect over here.
You can't just draw a motion,
okay, I hear you saying. So like I said, there's different ways to explain Rashi, to explain the Rishonim who disagree with Rashi. You can either say Kach Nemra Halacha, or you could give a Svara. There's a Svara, I think the Beis Meir gives a Svara, that maybe you won't be able to say Dofen Akuma when there's Avir, because it's like Kotzit. Meaning, if you have, it's true that the way Dofen Akuma works is that the Dofen itself, from the get-go, you know, it's slanted, doesn't go all the way up and then, you know, it's like an L shape, rather it's slanted from the bottom, but still you can't say if there's Avir. There's Avir here on top, you can't say Dofen Akuma. So either it's there's a Svara. You need some type of tzirup. You have to have a physical tzirup, the way it looks, in order to say the halacha. The truth of halacha is that if it slants from the beginning, you're only going to say it if it's visible, there's a visible tzirup. And this is support for this Svara from the Ritva later on. The Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin wonders why we have to tell me the halacha of Dofen Akuma also in a case of Vaishi Nifchas and also in a case of Itzava. So the Ritva of Yudzayin says the Havni and the Gemara that we're only going to say it by Tzach Kasha. By Itzava, Tzach Kasha. It's just Malam Yashir. It's Shaila, how to look at Tzach Malam Yashir. Is it called Kasha or not? He's assuming it's called Tzach Kasha. And he says, maybe the Gemara says, maybe you only say it by Tzach Kasha, but not by Tzach Pasha. By Vaishi Nifchas. So it says the Ritva, why? Because Tzach Pasul is going to be Chotzit. So apparently, there's a significant, and then the Vaskana this is, and then even by Tzach Pasul even say it. Say, right, Tzach Pasul, yes, maybe Avi or no, maybe Avi is just too far, and it's just separate, you need some physical connection in order to say the Halacha of Moshe Sinai, even though the Halacha isn't that it's an L. The Halacha is that it's a slant from the get-go. You'll only say this Halacha if there's no Avi. That's what you have to say according to those opinions against Rashi.
Just want to clarify, make sure I understand. I haven't learned the design yet, but isn't that like the exact opposite of Labana and the Gemara that valid, where it says we might have thought the one that we would have known, we would have thought for sure is kosher is by the Itzva, because there you have a kosher dopen.
One of them says it's not a dopen.
By the Itzva, it's a kosher dopen, right? And by the Itzva, it's too high. And you were saying rather biased to those closures.
Right. There is a mila for each case. You're bringing a very important point that the case of istava, the schach is kosher, according to one understanding, but you don't have a dopen, assuming that a dopen the mila is not a dopen. Whereas in the case of Aisha Nifchas, you have a good dofen, but you have schach pasul. So each case has a mila, but that's the tshichus that I'm referring to on that tshichus.
Okay. The Gemara has both ways?
Let's get a Gemara. The Gemara that's out with...
The
Gemara that's out says the bias case is better.
Right.
And the Gemara that Yud Zayin says... Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. Kohani Lamali Tzricha. Do you actually mean a bias nifchat to shuv nahani v'chitzus bias of dina v'chat tzirim kef? That's fine. Yishmei ha'i tarti v'shun d'schach d'schach kosher. Aval suka gedola shegifua b'davar she'im sachim bo d'schach sach posel eima lo tzricha. Eima lo tzricha.
It's comparing it to a different
case. It's a different case. It's not a case of, I apologize. You're 100% right. It's saying it's a different case. Either way, the idea is as far as that it's schach posel, it's kind of whole state, you know, it's certainly Torah. So I take it back. You're 100% right. But, okay. Fine. So we have two understandings so far. I think there are another two understandings how Hilv and Kulvachu work. So you tell me, we have one L shape, Rashi. We have some type of initial, you know, slant from the get-go. How else could Hilv and Kulvachu work? Pardon? Maybe the whole dofen halachically is like this. Maybe just it's like this. It's not a kuma. It's almost like neka. Yeah, it's pushed in. So exactly in the case of it's divided. You need the wall. You don't have it. So we imagine that the wall is over here. Now, of course, the downside of this shot is that it doesn't fit with the words. Why doesn't it fit with the words?
It's not
a kuma. But you might argue, if you look here, what's a kuma about it? It gets there in Akum. It's a straight wall, meaning, but it gets there in a Akum type of way. So maybe the Akum is not referring to how it looks halachically, but how it is master of the Sukkah. It's master in, you know, in this such a way. So if you look here at the Rabbeinu of Ram and Ahar, he quotes this opinion, which he rejects. Any rotze lomar shadofen akuma sha an rowing kiru neakam ve neakar, we call them halachetos, chach akasher. Don't tell me it's neakar. Well, Dofen akura v'kofetzes v'mekom v'lo ami rachmana l'moshe. He says, that's not the halacha of Moshe Sinai. Halacha of Moshe Sinai is dofen akuma, which he understands the Rashi, and not kfutza, right? Akura, or it's not that the wall is jumping. Again, he's bothered by the same Rashi he has, that if it was avir, you should be able to, if it's neka, you should be able to say it in my avir. Oh, we're going to hopefully get this. Okay. If you look at the Tosfos Rid, so Tosfos Rid has an interesting question. He's talking about the case of Itztava, source number 7. V'l'hachat l'chazi l'dofen perush she'kaka ola maftik bein dofen uvein Itztava ein lomar v'kaka olam sh'nase menu dofen akuma kamash malan damrina. So he's talking about the Tzichot and Atalit that you mentioned a minute ago, that you might have thought you only say Dofen Akuma by Bayin Shenifchas, not by Itztava. So Kamash Malan even say by Itztava. Why would I only say by Bayin Shenifchas and not by Itztava? So the Hazrid says, in Omer b'karka olam shenasim ben Dofen Akuma. We're not going to say by karka olam, the ground, when you say Dofen Akuma. So I think what he's saying is that karka olam, the way Dofen Akuma works is like this. Which might be Rabbeinu Avraham ben Ahar, Kofetzes, or it might be a little different. I mean, Rabbeinu Avraham ben Ahar might be just jumps. You know, we don't consider it to be Kofetzes at the bottom necessarily. Just the whole Dovin just jumps. And so you forget about this piece at the bottom. The Riz is clearly talking about the Karka Olam at the bottom, that the way Dovin Akuma works is that it's Ne'akam at the bottom. Again, he obviously would say that in a case of a Vayish Nirchat, it's Ne'akam at the top, Pashtus. I mean, I'm not sure, but. It's Nakam, whatever it needs to be Nakam.
Is that the part of that, though, that you can't see the wall coming from Karka Olam?
I'm not 100% sure why he's saying that, but
what he is saying is
clear that he's assuming that it's nekam in this way. Like I said, maybe the case of Aishnifkas, he goes like Rashi. It's nekam on top if you need it. The reason why he wants to be nekam on the bottom is because we want this to be 20 amas, less than 20 amas. Right? So the question of the Rishonim on Rashi is that if it's nekam on the top, how does that help you? The Lamaita, this is closing out, so your wall's over here.
Right.
So he says, no, the wall's over here. But again, it's supposed to be in Brahma Minaha where it just jumps, it's Nekam. It's Nekam at the bottom, and it somehow goes up halachically. We'll talk about opinions in a second, but just to present the various opinions, we have over here, I think, four opinions how the Dafarakam works. Either it's like an L at the top, Rashi, or it starts curving from the beginning, what Rashi rejects, the initial portion of the Eri. Or it's ne'akar, it's kofet. And then, if you want to hold on to the akuma business, you can say it's like the Chazir that it's akuma like from the bottom. Meaning, the day that it's brought in the Vayim Ha'Minahar, it doesn't deal with how it's wide called akuma. You could say it's just how it gets there, but it's not really, it doesn't actually go down to the bottom. The Rid explicitly says that it's the bottom and then goes all the way up like this. Okay?
Is there, if we say that the Rid is not saying Zecher or Vayim Ha'Minahar, that I've quoted, is there anyone who does say? I mean, if he said any Mivot Salama.
Right, I mean, the fact that he rejected it, you know, isn't necessarily. There's a Ran, there are a few Rishonim that can be shown that are a little unclear. The Ran of Lashon, Rolin Hadofen Kilu Niskaris. What does it mean, Kilu Niskaris? Does that mean jumps? And he also rejects it. But I think it's possible that there are some Rishonim who hold like this. I want to discuss a couple of Nafkaminas, maybe they'll flesh out the sheet. So the first is whether or not you're allowed to sleep or eat under the Dofen Akuma. So the Ran explicitly connects us to the Chakira. If you look at verse number 8, it says the Ran, the Peshitta Zu, he's speaking about Rashi. Rashi holds that it's an L shape, goes all the way up and then turns at the top. So the Peshitta Zu has a Havarish in open, but also Shir Shaben Dofen Litzava. So you can't, according to Rashi, sit over here and eat. Why not? Because according to Rashi, it goes all the way up and then it turns. And this is under the Dofen. You can't sit here.
Says the Ran,
had we said this, again, depending on what Kiliskarif means, but if you hold this Karif means a slant, secondly in Rashi, then maybe you should be able to sit here. That's what the Ran suggests. It's also clear to me why that's so. Are you allowed to sit? If you have a sukkah that looks like this,
the wall can't be any less of a wall than this.
Oh, maybe it is. Maybe a sukkah like this, you can sit over here, even though you're sitting below the slanted wall. But a wall that looks like this, that's possible. That's the Ran suggests. So you're saying make a taste. Right? You're saying make a taste. So there is a din.
And for sure the Ran is saying other death, because it's huge.
The Ran is
coming up so clear.
Yeah. What, how do you know the Ran thing?
What do you mean?
And the other sheet that he's quoting, is it for sure the each part of the meat?
That's what it sounds like from the Dion. He says to this guy, if it's like this, it's even harder to understand, because
right.
The wall's over here,
right.
You're out of the sun.
I haven't questioned yet.
So
this also seems to me worse than
this.
Ran.
Sounds pretty weird. Or
I think it's worse to me.
Worse?
Than Rashi, meaning,
why?
For sure you have, meaning, here you have the actual dolphin, meaning you have the dolphin from the ground. From the ground up, it's with the dolphin. Did that, right?
Me too. It's starting over here. You're sitting here. Right? To me, it's the same.
Sure. I mean,
why is it worse?
I don't know.
If anything, it's more jarring when it's like a whole, here. You can say it's Derech HaZafanah Plitakim. So you're sitting in the figure. This is a stuff I drew right over here. It has a slight incline. You know, it's only jarring. And you're sitting here and showing this, showing Israel, if you look up, you know, your taka sitting under
you're
the.
You're connected like that also, you're also dressed like
yeah, the, my sukkah this year, actually. We had a hard time putting it up, and it was a little bit slanted. It wasn't, you know, all that much, it was like 5 centimeters or so, but it was a slant. There, if it's coming back, so maybe it's good enough. The question is that really possible?
But even so, why does that help? Why is it?
Okay, so you're saying it's the same, at least it's the same. Hang on, take it. So there is, look at the next mocha of Ibn Ezel, and of Mr. Zalman. The Masha Pashur Bakat Mishnah to in the Farish Parish Haram and Parakeh, the Vivad the Asurvashi Takh Stoven. In Parakeh, the Ram says like Rashi. Ram says like Rashi, it goes up and turns. So he says, he's not even sure. Is it, you really can't sit there? In the Kfar Harachti, the Efshur, the Mutu Leisha Takh Stoven Akuma. Varaya, we are also Sukasa Kumin Srif. The Kasa Pamagi Mishnah of the Halacha Zayin. The Mutar Sasuka, Afim Ena Skach. And a tefach echad, muach the mutter leishet takas dofen. You can get a milo name of the mutter name leishet takas dofen akuma. So this is one wonders if you have a trit. The halacha is if you have a sukkah like this. So the sukkah is kosher. This is the one tefach. The sukkah is kosher. So what is this made out? So the Magen Mishnah has one day they have to make this out of schach. To make it out of schach. Only if it's made out of schach is the kosher. But the Magen Mishnah says that's just a chumrah. Yikra at the end, even if this is mamish, you know, metal, and you have one tefach schach at the top, the sukkah is zayin, because the bottom is zayin, the top is only one tefach, you can sit here. So where are you sitting? You're sitting over here, and you're eating. And what's above your head? A wall. Metal. So it's pretty wild. So there's a moment that maybe that would be okay. Now again, he's not dawning on the difference between the Ram's claim and still a shtickel shver. I mean, what's the difference if it goes up and turns a 90-degree angle, or if from the get-go it starts off at, you know, a 45-degree angle, or a 30-degree angle, whatever it is. It's unclear what the Ram's saying, even the Maskana, but what is clear is that it's possible that a day as a whole, you can see under the Dovah Kuma. Now, you might be mechalek too soon between, let's say, a Dovah Kuma by an Itzvah with a Tzach Kosher, fundamentally, which is Mavi Esrim, versus the Dovah Kuma by Tzach Pasol, but there is almost like even by Tzach Pasol. You bring a rash on the Mishnah, even by Tzach Pasol, this is metal, you can still sit on it. It's pretty wide. So, what I'm trying to highlight is that there's a machlokas that you can sit under the Dovah Kuma. You might be told that on, the Ram is told on this Chakira, and how the Dovah Kuma works. He says if it goes like this, you can, if it goes like this, you can. It's unclear why it's so, and admit it's unclear to me, but I'm just highlighting he sees it as nachmina. Okay. Nachmina that's a little more understandable is brought down by the Prima Kodim in the Mishnah Tzav in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Zayin, where he discusses a case where a person stole some wood. The halacha is that schach that's stolen is possible, but even the farmers that are stolen are possible. There's a psul, right, of Geza, of Gozel, by the farmers as well. So let's say a person bought the funds, but he stole some schach. Now where did he put his schach? He put the stolen schach at the very edge of the foot. This schach is kosher, and this schach is gezer. So the Prima Kodim, is this sukkah kosher? So what would you tell me? Of course it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Dovah Kuma says the Prima Kodim not so fast. Maybe it's totally how Dovah Kuma works. I'll read you the language inside. So number 10, in God of Chach, the Sichech, Mehatzad, Pachos Vidal Ramos, Lovin is Dovin Akuma. The Inam, he means Nisakim Hadofin, the Komokom Havale Dofin Gozel. Masha'in can Ihavi Amin Dofin Akim Vaholech Balakim.
It says, if the way it works is like Rashi, and it goes like this, so this part of the Dofin is possible because it's Yadda. But if it works like this, or I'll add if it was like this, or like this,
then what?
You avoid
the gezel. So the sukkah is kosher in Dovah Kuma. So again, what the Prima Kodim says is if you built the sukkah, and you put schach gozel, which is possible, the edge, and you want to do Dovah Kuma, it's not going to work for Rashi, because this part of the dofin is stolen, and dofin is stolen is possible. So if you box out the Dovah Kuma means essentially on a sign from the get-go, or you move the dolphin, like the Rebbeinu Rav Nahar, or the Tzrid, then the sukkah would be kosher. Okay?
Yeah, regular schach fossil, I don't know, some material, metal, or whatever. If you have regular schach fossil, three amos, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We say Dokan Kuma, no?
Right, if it's chach possible, but not, but that chach possible is kosher for the fanus. If you have metal. But
here
it's a dolphin is possible. A dolphin is possible.
But it says you only restore the
staff. Pardon?
Gazal
staff. Talking about Gazal. I didn't bring you the whole source. Gazal staff. You're turning it into the dolphin. You have a dolphin that's kosher. The problem is you want to make this the henshaf of your dolphin. And this is Gazal. This is possible for a dolphin. Most psul in the schach are not psul in for tfanis. That's not an issue. This is one example where the psul for the schach is also psul for the dolphin. So if you're learning like Rashi, you pass off. If you're learning like other Rashi, this is kosher. This is not something to trim down. Question? David, you're good?
Is it a question just the fact that within Rashi, the reason why he rejected it from Parshim in the year was because he didn't really care what was in the schach?
He said, the reason he rejected it is that it should work for Avir also.
Right.
And it doesn't. So, that doesn't affect this, I think. Yeah.
But is there an aspect between the Tosfos Rid and the maybe other way of understanding, like the Bin Avraham and Nahar? Whether or not there's a thing that's on?
I'm not sure. I wasn't. What do you think?
I can't think of any. Either way, it's outside of the circle.
Right. Here's the third question.
Maybe this guzzle, like a death part of the guzzle.
The ground, the cockle, all the guzzle?
Right.
If the kaka olam was possible, so then it would be possible.
Yeah, you're saying the same thing. This is
like, you know, you built this on your neighbor's lawn. So according to the Rabbi Muhammad Har, it would be kosher, but according to the, so it's really possible because it's essentially the same as the lawn. Okay. Now what's interesting, if you look at the Rambam has two formulations. He splits these two cases that are mentioned in the Gemara. And he presents them in two different ways. So, Perak Hey, Halakhi Dali, means the din of Baish Nifchas. Source number 11. Baish is Nifchas, Be'am Sov, Sicha, Makom Sfas, Sichin Chotzer, Mokhef Sachfad, Sichin Galea, Sichin Tzoki Gedola, Shikifu, Abedavar Shei, Nisakim Bo, Bitzad, Hazafanos, and Mamala, Imish, Mitzvah, Sachach, Hakosh, and the Koso, Arba Amos, Pasula, Pakas Mikan, Rowing Ki'ilu Hakoso Ne'ekam, the Echashe, Zerfach, Papasul, Niguf, Hakoso, the Ksheira. What's the formulation of the Rambam here? Herakei. Who does he sound like? I'll read it again. Roin kilo akosel ne'akam v'yachshav ze'atach apostol miguf akosel v'ksheru.
It looks like that this becomes part of the dolphin. That is Shitas Rashi. It goes up. This becomes part of the dolphin, like Rashi.
The reality is that in Perek Dalin, he brings the din of Istava. He doesn't sound that way. Says the Rambam in source number 12. Sukkah Shavira Gavoa, the Eshimah, Ban Itzva, the Emsa, Vishis has the Itzva, the Kosal Abba Amos, the Kol Ruach Psula, Pokal Abba Amos Ksheira, Ki'ilo Hamachitos Novos for Itzva, Varea Itzva, the Adsichoch Pokas Eshimah. Ki'ilo Hamachitos Novos for Itzva. What does Ki'ilo Hamachitos Novos for Itzva sound like?
I can't
go
a little.
Like Rain of Amahar, or like Tazir Rid. As if something is touching the Istava. This shot, this is the Istava, nothing is touching the Istava. Meaning it's certainly not like this. It doesn't sound like the second day in Rashi either. Right? It sounds like Rain of Amahar or the Tazir Rid. So that prompted some Achronis to suggest there are two Dinim. So I have here the formulation of the Rav, it's not the only one who says it, but. It's interesting, the Achronim want to say there's Tvei Dinim in the Rambam. The Orach HaShulchan, if I understood correctly, wants to say the 2 days in Rashi are the 2 days in the Rambam. The problem is, it doesn't sound like that at all. It doesn't sound like the Rambam Perek Dalet is talking about this. Because he speaks about the Dovin touching the Istava. So it really sounds to me like Rabbein Avraham Nahar or the Tzrid. So again, like I said, there are people who suggest it. The Rav, you know, is a very beautiful formulation here in the Hari Kedem from the Talmud or Shurkin. He says here, "V'niru das Rambam, the Shitasa, the Shtei Halachos, Neiru v'Dofen Kuma, Tikar Halachos v'Mashin Sinai, the Chol Apostle, the Pachos v'Dal Ramos, Mixed Kasha v'Dofen Kuma, Olam B'Tam Halacha, Choluk Aheter, Dofen Kuma v'Skach Apostle Mitzvah." There's two separate ways of using this halacha. The Skach L'Malam Yesrim Ein Apsul the Kufa Skach Asmo.
אין הצריכים לכך שיחש את חלק השכח למעלה כדופן עקומה והגיע לשכח. וסעג אם אתם דופן עקומה ואתם סירוף וחיבור. שדופן מזכר את זה. The way you formulate it is that in a case of Yitzvah, it's fundamentally schach kosher. So you don't need to say that it turns into the dopen, all you have to do is move it. Okay, I don't know all you have to do, I'm not sure if it's easier or harder, frankly. You know, it might be harder to move the dopen than to say it then. All you have to do is to move the dopen, that's how he formulates it. The other rabbi, if kum dopen lomal lomahani, won't help us to turn the dopen on top. Kisof kosof, adayin hadopen omen mukoma, mechus litzivah, mechus gavah b'yasimama. רק דין דופן הקומה ודין סירו וחיבור הדופן איסו והני להח שיר הסוק. כי עדי זה מסמא את שיר הדופן ודין דה נעת על תיקו באצבע.
By moving the wall now, the wall starts over here. From here to the schach is only, you know, less than 20 amas, only 19 and a half amas. So then it's fine. It won't help, says the Rav, to take dopen hakumah this way. That's of course the kasha and rashi. What, how did he learn in this case? You know, the rashi presumably says the same thing in both cases. So it could be for Rashi, once you say like this, you can measure from here. That's what it sounds like. But Rashi in that style sounds like, since you say an L-shaped stuff in the Kula, then you measure from the top of the Isva to the Dolphin.
That's what it seems like something Rashi. Right. But the Rav is saying, for the Rav, the Rav didn't hold like that, the Rav said you need to move the wall. Only once you move the wall can I say the Dolphin is 19 and a half ounces. Whereas, just one second, whereas the case of Bayez, Ulam, Schach Posel, Lashayach, Lutzayach, Lachavar, Zatahan, Zachal, Sukkah, Ke Schach Posel, Shem, Sachot, Zu, Masik, Ben, Achalal, Zukkah, Ladofen. Rather than say, Schach Posel, Atu, Nasach, Helik, Ladofen, Asukkah, Efshel, Lach, Shem, Zukkah.
In the case of Vaishnifaz, you can't move it, it won't help, because this is a Schach Posel, Chotis. You have to say, you have to turn, and that's how Dofen Akum works in the case of Bayez, Shinifaz.
Yes.
I don't know if this pass was it or not, but I mean, I thought in the Rambam, the Bible, it's still blessed. I don't know if you could say that you understand the phrase of Fiyu Makritos Novus, it's still blessed differently. You know, I mean, that is obviously a very conceptual idea. I mean, Kiyu was, I mean, it's not like a Mukha of Shah, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you can understand just like in terms of alignment, like, Fiyu Makritos Novus, it's still blessed.
It's just like Rashi, and now you can measure from over here.
It's like what he said in the first Rambam. I mean,
so you're saying there's no steer in the Rambam. You could. The Chachamim weren't happy with the difference of the formulation. The Lashon of Kiilu sounds like he's trying to say something more. But you could argue and say, no, Hekatesi, that's what Harashi would learn. So you're saying the Rambam was like Rashi. Here. The Rav didn't learn that way. Yeah.
Are you saying with the Halakha Moshe Sinai and stuff on the Kumas, you could use it the way that helps you, like the way that all works for you?
Oh, so we're going to get that soon. Maybe it's what emerges is there are two types of Halakha Moshe Sinai in this chat.
Like
two Halakha
Moshe
Sinai. Halakha Moshe Sinai means whatever you need to do to make yourself a kasher, do it. It seems like a very casual type of thing. The big kasher on this chat is the Gemara, because the Gemara makes the Tzichutim. Right, you mentioned before, right? That the Gemara says, I need to tell you Din of Tzvachal Kuh by Yipayish and Nifchaz, and I need to tell you Dov and Akuh by Yitzvah. Because I would have thought, you know, it wouldn't apply here, it wouldn't apply there. According to Rav, you have to tell it to me, because they're not two separate Dinim. So, like, Mehek HaTesi, the Gemara is even comparing them. So, what Mati is saying is that, no, they're really not totally separate Dinim. They're basically telling me that there's a din that you can like somehow starve a dolphin to make yourself a kosher. We'll call it dolphin akuma in a different application. Same din, different application. It doesn't sound like that in the Gemara so much. It's a big chiddush what he's suggesting. In the Rambam, it sounds like that. For the Gemara, it sounds like it's really the same halacha in both places. And there's a tzichus, so how come I have to mention it? If they're really separate halachas, it's strange why the Gemara is wondering why you have to mention it. It's obvious to mention it because they're really separate din. And what he's suggesting is that really it's like different ways of applying this din. It's only one din. But it's a chiddush. So just briefly, the Rav quotes Nafka Mina, that based on this understanding that two fundamentally different types of Zofan Akumas, so what would the din be in the following sphere?
You have an Istva, it's a Maitre Chalal. But here there's also Schach Puzzle. You have metal bars here. So is a Sukkah Kasher? Can I say Zofan Akuma in such a case? So the Rav suggests, I'll read it to you inside, source number 14.
Near Nachumina Aladina, the Shitas Haramba, the open shall Sukkah Lamani Esrimama, Shemiyata Be'itzava, Zigam yis tach posel b'chutz l'itzvah. There's also an itzvah, and there's also tach posel here. Says the Rav, the vitel shayach ladun chal dochen akuma. The din sirup the final tzchalal asuka hufka l'dias tach posel. Shvein the final itzvah. The din dochen akuma l'mala b'tzchach. Levad, Lamahani, Lahakshir, Stefanos, Shahim, Kvot, Lamal, and Yachimama, the Yiddish are also often Kazet, Ain, Takana, Lahakshir, Sukh of the Sukh of Sula, and he says Turkey, and he doesn't want to say Lahalah, he says Turkey. So what's the Lambus? He says, if there's a Schach Pasher, then you can make a jump. If there's Schach Pasel, so it's Chotzeit. So you the only thing you can do is you can extend the wall. Extending the wall is not going to help you here, because here, extending the wall is. Won't be might the shear from here. Here it's more than 20 hours. Only way to might the shear is to move the wall. You can't move the wall if it's chach pasul. That's what the Rav wants to say. That's an interesting chiddush.
What's the farther? Because it can't jump over, like it can only jump over chach pasul.
Because, like the Gemara said, that chach pasul is code safe. And should the Gemara reject it, we'll still stay up on a kuma, but he argues the only seat of an akuma of the extension of the wall. You won't seat up an akuma of jumping. Again, you can argue, but that's what he suggests. Again, if you don't learn the round this way, then mecha tasty. There's no problem. You take over a kuma and you put both these theorem together. It's both an istuva and tach pasul. And take over a kuma. Anybody else won't have a problem with this type of theor. Only for the rav seidinim does this create a problem. Again, I'm thinking according to Tosfos Rid. Right, we spoke about the fact that it goes like this. So maybe. Okay. There are a few minutes left, so just very briefly. Three interesting ha'aras. When do we say Dovan Akuma? So the Rosh has the following discussion, Simon Lamed Gimel. Source number 15. In Sochach. In schach posel mastik v'nishar itzel ha-tesach ha-kosher sukkah v'pokos v'dalit ad ha-dofen emsoi ha-kol kosher ha-chitzon v'dofen ha-kuma af al-pish ani roh the schach ilu hu akum l'hakshir ha-kitzon v'polkom lo nipsal ha-pnimi v'shvil zeh. So what is the Rosh talking about? You have three walls. And you have schach posel in the middle. So this is a kosher sukkah, because this is three walls. One, two, three. This is puzzle. Why is this puzzle? How many walls do you have? You have two. Says the Rosh, this is less than four amas. From here to here, you have three walls. Why do you have three walls? Less than four amas. Why do you have three walls? You have one wall here, and this is a dofen akuma. Somebody's sitting here and eating lunch. Again, if you assume you can't sit under the dofen akuma, which is the mainstream shita. So could somebody eat lunch here and somebody eat here? Says there's no problem. Why not? Because this person is eating a regular sukkah. There are three walls. Shalom Aleichem. This person is eating a sukkah that's nichsha alidei tofen akuma. It's not a stira. That's the Rosh says. Now, Rosh Hashanah says, just a second. Let's say you had a situation where you had schach pasul going this way. Right? You had three walls. And you have schach pasul going this way. So anybody sitting in a sukkah?
In the dinim of schach pasul, is there a shear?
Yeah, so say four tefachim. So half. So this guy sitting in a sukkah has two walls. This guy sitting in a sukkah has two walls. So according to the Rosh, this guy can sit here because this counts as dofen akuma, and this guy can sit here. This counts as dofen akuma. So the Pasha says there's no difference if the schach pasul goes. From one wall to another, or from the Pesach to the third wall. Rosh Hashanah says, no, this, you can't have both people sitting in the sukkah at the same time, even according to the Rosh, it's hard to discuss. I'm not 100% sure what the difference is, frankly. He says, well, this is a kosher sukkah. There's a kosher sukkah, and then this guy in the Kitoni part of the sukkah, he wants himself in a kumah, that's okay. That's what the Rosh has exclusively. This is brought down the halacha and Shulchanah, and Shulchanah passes this way. He says, Rosh Hashanah, here, nobody's sitting in a kosher sukkah. Nobody sitting in Kasha Soka, you can't say Dovan Akuma in both directions. Okay. And even in this case, Farn Don whether or not, like, can he make kiddush for you? Or can he, like, you know, say leishiv sukkah for you? Is that like a sphere of yehubay? Can one person sleep half over here and half over here? So as long as one person can't sleep half over here, half over here, and that's the same case in this case, that's what he suggests. So the point I'm trying to make is that Dovin Akuma is a halacha that allows a person to be machshir sukkah even when klapei another person, the Rosh will tell you, you're not saying Dovin Akuma. In fact, he doesn't want Dovin Akuma. He wants to sit on the inside part of the sukkah. I can sit here and you know, use Dovin Akuma. That's one. The second, just very briefly, the second halacha didn't bring it on your sheet, but there's a very interesting Imet Bracha. There's a whole lumdus here. Can you say Dovin Akuma if there's Avir over here? Let's say you have over here a Dovin Akuma, Chak Pasol, then there's Avir. And here is Chak Kasher. This is Chak Kasher. This is Avir. And this is Chak Pasol. So the Ram says you can't say Dovin Akuma in such a case. The Chak Pasol has to immediately touch the Chak Kasher. So the one understanding of the Ram, the Kib Egan says the Ram, is a special din. You can't say two Alachol Moshe Sinai. You can't say a Dovin Akuma and then Lavr. That's how the Ram, and there's a question how that plays with Lavr Lamaisa. Very interesting over Kib Egan. So Eim Bracha rejects. Eim Bracha and Timon Zion, I didn't put it on the sheet. But Eim Bracha writes that really, fundamentally, two Alachol Moshe Sinai is work. The only problem here is if you have Sach Pasol, and you say Dovin Akuma, the sukkah won't be kosher until you say a different halacha called lava. And the way Dovin Akuma works, says the name of Bracha, is that the Dovin Akuma has to match the sukkah. If it doesn't match the sukkah immediately, we're not going to Dovin Akuma. Dovin Akuma is a halacha of Meshazine that works to match the sukkah only if it immediately is matched the sukkah. If you have to rely on another halacha, then you're not going to say Dovin Akuma. It's not a general principle, you can't say two halacha of Meshazine. It's a specific thing in Dovin Akuma. Then it has to match the sukkah immediately, which is interesting Hagdara. And the last thing, which is the most fascinating, is a question that Zilberstein has, that Cheshukei Chemed. He wants to know if I can take Dovin Akuma at will. Meaning, let's say I have four walls. I have four walls for my sukkah. Shalom Yisrael, this is a bird's eye view. You have four walls. Problem is, I have lots of Sukkah Pasol in my sukkah. I have 51% of Sukkah Pasol in my sukkah. So the halakha is, if 51% of Sukkah Pasol in the sukkah, the sukkah is Pasol. Says Zilberstein, but let's say I have an eighth. I can say that all of this is a Dovin. It's nothing most of those half puzzles on one side. So I'll just imagine this is a dofen, dofen akuma. And then from this part of the sukkah, there's only 49% half puzzles. So he wants to know if I have a situation where I can arbitrarily decide that this is a dofen akuma in order to section off this whole area. Once it's a dofen akuma, it doesn't count towards the 50% half puzzle. And then they're probably master my sukkah. So I mean, the language is very interesting. So if you have 50% sukkah, it's possible. So umayse pasul. So the third line. Umayse of echad shabana sukkah mepesas shalom. Umayse of echad shabana sukkah mepesas shalom. Person built a sukkah on his porch. Vayu baratuas piton. There were some slats of concrete. Ubenayim some schach kosher. He put between the slats of concrete, kosher schach. Uviyosav amalo echad harei ratuas abiton himrov. He realized there's more concrete than schach on the sukkah. And even though the concrete slats are very narrow, they're less than 4 tefachim, it's still tachos, and the rove of the schach is concrete, and therefore it's possible. But to cheshbon shim yachlit al shlosha ritzuos piton shehem dofen akuma, you have a sukkah rove schach kosher.
Again, you have these concrete slats. You have lots of concrete slats on the sides, and this is the bird's eye view of your sukkah. So if you take all the concrete slats, there's row of concrete slats. It doesn't appear this way in the picture, but let's say imagine. Let's say there are a lot of concrete slats on the side. They're all less than 4 tefachim. So theoretically, they couldn't start the sukkah, but so what he wants to do is to save this whole area, this is all Dovin Akuma. And once there's Dovin Akuma, I have 51% kosher and 49% pasul. Can I just decide to make a Dovin Akuma? That's the shayla he's dealing with. So then he brings a raya from Rasameach, which I have next source. I ran out of time, so I'm not going to burden you, but the Rasameach sounds like it's good. Sounds like it's okay. The Rasameach deals with the kasha of the Rishonim that if you hold like the day on the Gemara that
Dalet Amos is the shear of Sach Pasol, even in the middle of the Sukkah. It's not Dalet Sachem, it's Dalet Amos. So what do you need Dovah Nakuma for? Dalet Amos here, Dalet Amos there. It's the same halacha. There's no need for Dovah Nakuma. So there's a myth, and even for this case, that if you have Dalet Amos on the side, it can count as a wall. Once it counts as a wall, it's not Mitzayis for the 50% Sach Pasol. So he says, basically, maybe you have the ability to decide if something becomes a Dovah Nakuma at will. And then he says, maybe it's different, because there were big pieces. But maybe if it's things that are less than Dalet Sachem, maybe they could be Schach. They could considered part of a kosher sukkah, and therefore you can't at will decide. So these last points, which are interesting, because this is a very unique halacha, Dofan Kuma, it's a halacha Moshe Sinai, maybe it works even by Tajr Misas, right? That's the Rosh. Although Rosh Zalman wonders if it's true if neither side is an actual sukkah. Maybe when Mekracha, it only works if it's immediately going to pass the sukkah, as opposed to that case where there's Abir and a Dofan Kuma. And lastly, maybe you can even will it to become a Dofan Kuma, and thereby, save your sukkah and the seer that Rav Zilberstein, discusses. Okay, later. Shkoch.